This is KUT. Another Texas law restricting abortions has landed the state back in court. This latest measure outlaws the most common method of abortion used during the second trimester of pregnancy. Opponents warn this is the most widely used method because it's also the safest one. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports this crackdown on second trimester abortions comes during a time when more women are finding it difficult to schedule abortions earlier in their pregnancies.
Dr. Bhavik Kumar with Whole Women's Health is one of the state's few full-time abortion providers. He says this ban on dilation and evacuation procedures, also known as DNEs, presents some issues.
We know that about 95% of abortions in the second trimester are performed using the DNE procedure, so the alternatives are not really real alternatives. Ultimately, what this is doing is really restricting us to options that are less safe and options that a lot of doctors aren't trained in.
Dr. Kumar says all the second trimester abortions he performs are done using DNEs. He says that ban, which hasn't been enforced yet, will leave his patients in a tough spot.
Obviously, it would be a conversation that I need to have with my patients. We'd have to assess what the options are, be real about what we know and don't know, and help my patients make the best decisions for them.
He says if the ban goes into effect, there could be a spike in medical complications. Another concern, women in Texas are having more second trimester abortions.
What we know in terms of second trimester abortion in Texas is that there was a big jump in the number of second trimester procedures between 2013 and 2014.
That's Dr. Daniel Grossman, an investigator with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project. He says there was a roughly 27% increase in second trimester abortions in 2014. That was the first full year House Bill 2 was in effect. HB 2 was a sweeping abortion bill the Supreme Court struck down parts of last year. But when the law was put into effect, many abortion providers were forced to close in Texas. Grossman says it's hard to prove a causal link, but he says the women he spoke to about the clinic closures did provide some insight.
And we heard from them about how it took time to even find which clinics were open. It took time to get money together to pay for transportation, to find someone who could drive them, to get time off from work, to arrange childcare. And all of those things ended up creating delays. And some women then were pushed even into the second trimester.
Grossman says wait times in the clinics that were still open also got longer. In some cases, he says wait times were weeks long, which could also push a woman into a second trimester abortion. The number of second trimester abortions aren't steadily climbing anymore, but Grossman says the numbers have remained pretty high. The ban has been a long-time priority for anti-abortion groups in Texas who say the method of abortion is gruesome. And other states have attempted to outlaw DNEs, but courts have overturned similar measures in the past. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.